Hallelujah. Who's ready for the word of God tonight? The bread. Hallelujah. Brother Ray.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Alex, can you keep just playing a little bit for me? Amen. What a wonderful presence of the Lord in this place. Amen. Amen. Can we just close our eyes one more time and just worship the Lord right where we're at? Hallelujah. God, we love you tonight, Jesus. Have your way, God, in this place tonight, God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. I was sitting over there, and I began to feel the presence of the Lord move in this place. And as we were praying for everybody individually, I went to pray for Sophia, and she's my niece. And I laid my hand on her head, and I just felt heat from a fever that she has. And she probably looks like she's okay because she probably took medicine or something. But sickness has been attacking her body, and it has just been relentless. And I feel that there is help in this place tonight. I feel that the angels of the Lord are in this place tonight. And I know we already prayed, but I wonder right now if we can reach our hands towards her and begin to pray. Pray this sickness, amen. Pray it out in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you right now, God. God, I believe that you can do anything in this place, God. God, we bind sickness tonight, God. God, we plead your blood tonight, God, over your child. God, I pray right now for perfect health, God. And God, for the fever to be gone, Lord, before she goes home. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's clap our hands unto the Lord one more time tonight. Hallelujah. I believe the healer is in this place. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. You may be seated tonight. Amen. What a wonderful presence of the Lord that is in this place. I don't even know what to do. Amen, because the Spirit of the Lord is so strong in this place tonight. Amen. Amen. We're going to go to the Word of the Lord. Amen. We're going to turn, you may remain seated tonight. We're going to turn to Matthew 5, chapter 5, verse 43 through 48. Amen. And our pastor's been teaching on, are you spiritual? And some of the stuff I might say tonight, he may have already said. Amen. And I'm going to talk about love and loving till the end. And love has a lot to do with being spiritual. Amen? Amen. God has called us to love and called us to love like he does. Amen? Because we are a peculiar people. Amen. A chosen generation. We are God's people. Amen? Amen. And so God has given us a responsibility. Amen. To love like he loves. Amen. To see like he sees. Amen. It says, as you have heard, I have the Amplified version here. In this particular scripture, it says, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Amen. To show that you are the children of your Father who is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on the wicked and on the good, and he maketh the rain to fall upon the upright and the wrongdoers alike. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do that? If you do greet your brethren, what more than others? More than others, what are you doing? Do not even the Gentiles and the heathens do that? You therefore must be perfect, growing into complete maturity of the good godliness in mind and character, and having reached the proper height and the virtue. In the integrity as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Amen. I wonder if we can pray just for a few moments. Lord, we thank you for your word. God, I thank you for what you've already done in this place. God, I pray that you would help me today, God. And I pray, God, that your word would go forth, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, it's good to see you. Amen. Break the ice a little bit. It's good to see everybody tonight. Amen. And so I'm going to try to, what time is it here? 7, 8 o'clock. So my son told me to try to keep it at 30 minutes. He said, give the people what they want. So I said, all right. Amen. I put you on the spot tonight. Amen. But I'm going to try to give you what God has given me. Jesus starts by saying, you have heard this before. This, no doubt, was a repetitive teaching for sure. He said, you have heard this, and it has been said that thou shalt love thy neighbor. Many times there are things in the Word of God that are repetitive or that God will reiterate. And when we find that in Scripture, there is a purpose and there is a place for that because the Lord is showing us that we need to pay attention. Amen? And God is trying to show us something. And if you're anything like me, you have to tell me a lot of times. Amen, so I can remember. And so God reminds us of his word that we should love our neighbor. Amen. And we should love like he does. It is a repetitive thing. The problem was not the message nor the messenger, but the problem was the hearer. Amen. It was the hearer. And so if we look around today and we measure ourselves up, none of us measure up. We're all flawed individuals tonight. Amen. We're flawed by nature. The Bible says that our flesh is as filthy rags. Amen. David said that he was born into sin and shapen in iniquity. Amen. And so that is why tonight that we need a Savior. Amen. How many need a Savior tonight? Hallelujah. We are in need of a Savior. And so my point is that we are not good by ourselves, but it's Jesus and his righteousness that makes us good. He gives us the ability to be in right standing with him. Amen. Because we cannot do it by ourselves, but with God we can do anything. Amen. When we follow his commandments and we follow his word and he becomes a part of our life, amen, he begins to work for us. Amen. He begins to be our righteousness. Amen. There is no good thing that we possess today, but it's all in him. In Matthew 22, 35 through 40, it says, then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the greatest commandment of the law? And Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Amen. With all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is likened to it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law of the prophets. Amen. Hang all. So Jesus, we find again him reiterating the fact that we need to love in such a fashion. That we need to love God first. And we need to love our neighbor. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I love you. Amen. I love you. We've got to love our neighbor. Amen. In Philippians, I'm going to read a few scriptures before I launch out here tonight, so just stay with me. In Philippians 2, 5 through 10, and this is one of my favorite scriptures, and Brother Rincon, he touched on it the other night, and it just got me excited because I love this scripture. And it says, let this mind be in you. You guys are going to help me tonight, so tell your neighbor, let this mind be in you. Amen. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man, and being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at that name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under earth. Amen. That is the epitome of the love of God. That he came to this world and he found himself in the fashion of a man. And not only did he come in the essence of a man, but he humbled himself He took on the form of a servant. The Bible says that he made himself of no reputation when he had all power in heaven and earth. He humbled himself. He exalted himself. He lowered himself down to the ground, if you will. Amen. That's the kind of God that I'm talking about tonight. He is the epitome of love. He came to die so that we can live. Amen. The writer said, let this mind, in the beginning, he said, let this mind be in you. And I want to drive that point here for a moment, that it is very important that we have the mind of Christ. Amen. If we're going to be the church of God, we have got to possess the mind of God. And we've got to get a hold of the mind of God. The Bible talks about certain individuals in the Word of God. And it gives them a lot of credit, because they said they were men of God and they had understanding of the times. And I believe it's the will of God for the people of God that we would have an understanding of what God wants to do in this hour. And we want to have a mind of what God wants to do in this church and in this city. Amen. I believe that God wants us to have his mind tonight. Amen. Amen. And so it's very important that we have his mind. And that comes through prayer and fasting and relationship with God. Amen. The more we let go of what we know is right, the more we can grab on to God and learn of God. And God will begin to unveil things to us in our lives. Amen. Amen. And so we're talking about the death. We're talking about humility. We're talking about a debt that was paid. Amen. He said, why? In that scripture, the question is why, and my answer is this, that every knee should bow so that mankind could be reconciled to their first love. This is about love. What he did was about reconciliation to the world. He came in this fashion so he can die for a world. Amen. He came to give his love. This is about an eternity. Amen. In the scriptures that I read in the previous, in your hearing, it says, and all these two hang on the law of the prophets hang on these. And that is love. That is love. A very important thing, and a word that is used a lot of times very loosely in our day. But it's just something powerful about the love of God. We can never repay the debt, but we can love someone. You can never repay what God has done for you, but what you can do in turn is love your neighbor and love those that can be unlovable. Amen? Amen. And so that is one of the ways that we can pay back the debt. We can be Christ-like. We can all love each other better. Amen? Amen. The scripture said in verse 46, it says, for if you love those who love you, what reward can you have? Do not even the tax collectors do that? And if you greet only your brethren, what more than others are you doing? Do even the Gentiles or the heathen do that? Amen. So if I just love those that can benefit me, what really have I done? That's what he's saying. Those are in the words of Ray, Brother Ray. Amen. Or if I love those that can only give me stuff, what really have I done? Or if I love those that only love me back, what really have I done? Jesus said the world does that. The scripture that I read in your hearing, he said, let this mind be in you. He talks about his death and his humility and how he humbles himself. But before he does that, he says, let this mind be in you. Now, please use wisdom and discretion. We are not a doormat for people to take advantage of us. But hear me today. If we ever lose our ability to love, we have lost. If we ever lose the ability to love our neighbor or love those in need, we have lost. Amen. If we lose our ability to love, we simply lose. Make no mistake about it. What we are part of today, we are in a race. The Bible explains it as a race. And this race that we are part of, it's not to the swift, nor to the gifted, but rather to him that endures to the end. Amen. And can I tell someone here tonight that love endures to the end? Hallelujah. Love endures to the end. A church with no love is not much of a church. Amen. And so this is what we have to watch for. The Bible says not to let the sun go down on your wrath. Has anybody ever heard that? Amen. It says not to let the sun go down on your wrath. We can allow ourselves as individuals at times to be upset, to stay upset. If we do so, then we hold or harbor feelings. And if we're not careful, that can turn into bitterness. Amen. That's why we don't need the sun to go down on our wrath. Amen. But if the enemy can get us to do that, then we can begin to deviate from the word of God. Amen. Then he can affect the way that we love. That's why it's so important that we walk in the Spirit, amen, and that we crucify our flesh, amen, that we find an altar in our life and we check ourselves and we make sure that we're living the way that we need to be living and we're doing what we need to be doing. And I know sometimes in life that there are things that come our way and they give us, there's hard times for us and situations happen and we're hurt and things come up. But I want to tell you today that we have no room to be upset. We have no room to let things fester. We have no room to let that turn into bitterness. Amen. Because the enemy wants to affect the way that you love. Amen. That's why this mind of Christ, it has to be in us. Jesus made this statement in Matthew 11:29. He said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and I am lowly in heart. And you shall find rest for your souls." He said that he was meek, quiet, gentle, easily imposed on, submissive. He was submissive to the call. He was submissive to the purpose. And he lived out a life of humility and gentleness and love. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He lived a life of love that he modeled for you and I. Amen. He showed us time and a time again in the Word of God. He would repeat himself. He said, "I know you have heard this, but I'm going to tell you again. Love your neighbor. Love those who hurt you. Love those who use you." And he said to love them. Amen. Because God is counting on us today. Amen, amen, amen. The Bible says that we are the salt of the earth. And if the salt loses its savor, what is it good for? It says nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. Amen. What we are a part of tonight is a lot bigger than you and I. God has entrusted us with his Spirit. And God has given us his word. Amen. And his word, amen, is alive. And it's well. Amen. And so God wants us to live and walk and keep his commandments tonight. Amen. Amen. And so I want to love like he loves. Amen. I want to love like he loves. And loving is part of being spiritual. Amen. We have got to love one another. I believe that God has great things for this church and great things for us individually. But I believe that it all hinges on the way we love and how we give it out. Because if we cannot love each other, then how can God entrust us with the lost and dying world? If we can't love our spouses, our family members, our friends, then how can God move in our life, in our situation? If we can't love one another, how do we expect God to move? God will not violate his scripture. Amen. God does not go against his word. He has commanded us to love him. Amen. We can say that we love him, but sometimes our actions are far from what we do. Amen. When we first came to God, we were so fired up, we were so in love, so willing to do anything. And life has a way of circumstances coming up and things happening where it dulls and it 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 changes the way that you love, and it changes the way that you see things. But I want to remind somebody tonight that God has still called you to love. Amen. God has still called you to love. And when we start loving the way that He does, then God will show up in your life. Then God will show up in your marriage. And God will show up in your home. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. When we see revival all across the world, lives being changed, sicknesses being healed, it's because somebody is loving somebody. Because love is going forward. Love is not demanding anything, but it's just going forward freely. And God wants to bring us to a place where we freely give and we freely love. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. I think about Moses. I'm at 13 minutes. Blaine, I'm doing good. Praise God. I think about Moses. You know, you write these notes. It's like it would be nice if there was a timer on there that could tell you, 15-minute marker. You know, but this doesn't, writing it, putting it together, didn't happen that way. But I think about Moses today. And Moses may have not been the most perfect individual. I believe, really, his hands may have been even a little dirty. But God called Moses. And just like Moses today, God has called you. God has chosen you. Moses would intercede for the people. He would go to the mountain to inquire of God for the people. And he would come back, and he would love the people, and he would lead them. But the people weren't always nice to Moses. Moses had given his life to these people. He had given his life to the things of God. He had been called out of a luxurious lifestyle. He had been called out of having everything that he needed. Amen. But he had been called into the ministry, if you will. And he began to serve, and he began to go to God before the people. And he began to love God and to love the people. Amen. And God began to use Moses in a mighty way. Amen. And the people weren't always nice to him. The people weren't always the most polite. I'm sure Moses asked himself a time or two, what am I doing here? God, is this your will for me? God, is this what you intended? Amen. But just like you and I today, Moses was a human being. He was a man, just like you and I. And I read in your hearing from the onset that the Bible in regards to our flesh is as filthy rags. That we don't get good to get God, but we get God to get good. Amen. And so Moses didn't have it all together, but he had God. And he had a love for God. And he had a love for the things of God. I want to tell you tonight, if you are ever going to do anything for God, you have got to get a love for God. You have got to get a love for your neighbor. Amen. You got to get a love for this world. Amen. For the lost and the dying. And so this is where we find Moses in this place, being used of God, frustrated. And we've got to be careful, saints of God, when we begin to get frustrated because things begin to creep into our lives. Amen. And we're talking about love tonight and loving it. And Scripture, it ended with coming to this place in God of maturity, in this place of God of reaching perfection. Amen. But if we cannot get the fundamentals down, if we cannot learn to strive after the things of God and learn how to balance some things and learn how to be adults about things and learn how to love unconditionally, amen, we will not see what God has for us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We got to be careful with the things that we allow to creep into our lives. The frustrations that the enemy uses, and we cannot allow the sun to go down on our wrath. Hallelujah. And so Moses found himself in this place where he was frustrated. And the Bible says that God had spoke to him and sent him to a place. And God had instructed him like many times before. And God had spoke to him about how to address, speak to this rock, and God was going to provide for the children of Israel. And he said, just speak to the rock. And somehow, some way, Moses, in his frustration, smote the rock twice. He deviated from the commandment of God. He deviated from the thing. You got to understand his makeup and who he was. He was a gentleman. He was a man that was slow of speech. He was a man a lot like Jesus. He was meek. He was lowly. He was humble. And God chose that man. And God used that man because of his makeup, because of his heart, and because of the love that he had. Amen. And God has chosen every single one of you tonight because he saw you. He saw what you could be. And he knows who you are. And he looks at your heart and not on the outside. Amen. That's why you can read in the Word of God and you can see Peter in all his chaos and all crazy he was, that God would use him, although he would slice the ear of a soldier off, although he would deny Christ, and he would do all these things that you would look at in the natural and say, what's wrong with this guy? But he had a heart for God. He loved God. It's very important that we keep our heart right and we keep these things out of our life, and we obey the word of God, and we keep his commandments. And Moses deviated from the commandment of the Lord. He said, speak to the rock. And I don't know what it was, Brother Rincon. I don't know if he was tired of going in circles, or they were nagging or nipping at his heels, but he was tired, and he began to deviate from the word of God. Amen. If you want to say, he began to let the sun go down on his wrath. Amen. And so he strikes the rock. He allowed anger and frustration and who knows what else to affect the way he responded that day. Can I tell you today, church, we must always stay meek. Our attitude is very imperative to the way that we love one another and we love God. Our attitude is very important. Hallelujah. Jesus said in Matthew 11:29, he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and I am lowly in heart. When we fail to keep his commandments, we will lose in the end. When we fail to uphold his word, we will lose in the end. We can say we do something all we want to, but if there's no action behind it, then it's just lip service. And I want to tell you something. Love is an action word. He told Peter, he said, if you love me, then feed my sheep. Peter said, Lord, I love you. He said, if you love me, feed my sheep. And so this love requires action. I can come to church all I want to, and I can get up here and run, and I don't sing, and I can jump and do whatever I want to do, but if I never love anybody, then I have missed it. If I never reach out to somebody in need, I have missed it. I'm just a tinkling cymbal and sounding brass. But God desires us to love until the end. Amen. The Bible says that we are part of a race, and this race is till the end. And the way we are going to win is how we love, and how we love is how we're going to get it back. Amen? Amen. And so Jesus said to learn of me, for I am meek. I am lowly. We need more of God today, church. Amen? More of God and less of me. When we fail to keep his commandments, we lose in the end. I'm not saying that Moses didn't love the people because he was in the chapter in the Heroes of Faith in Hebrews. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is we have to maintain our spirits and keep God number one in our life. Amen? We've got to keep God number one in our life. We've got to beware of the enemy who would love to come in and cause drama and cause us to be angry and cause us to be upset. Amen. And it's not worth it, because then we deviate from the commandment of God and we lose in the end. And the devil is laughing at us. But God has called us to love. God won't give you nothing that you cannot handle. The problem is that many times we try to fight and fix these situations on our own. If I can just do this, and we're stressed out over here and we're stressed out over there, what you need to do is find a place of prayer and give it to God and say, God, here I am. I got this situation, God, and I don't know what to do, but I give it to you. And if you'll do that, God will begin to fight for you. Why? Because the battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord's. Amen? Amen. The battle does not belong to you. God can help you love the unlovable. Amen. God can help you love the mean brother-in-law. Amen. I ain't going to go there tonight. But he knows what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Because God is good. And God is faithful. And God is just. Now he's got to learn how to love me. Amen. It's payback. Amen. But if we'll go to God, God is able and he is faithful. We have to maintain our spirits and keep God number one. If we can love like God, we have to go back to the way when we first came to him, to our first love. I remember when I first came to God, and we have, it's coming up again this weekend. In Bakersfield, the youth convention. When I first came to God, we used to have youth convention in Bakersfield, California, and that was the joint. That was the place. It was fun. I mean, it was. We looked forward to it. We met so many friends. We had a move of God. We stood in the service as long as we could. There was nothing we wouldn't do. We'd go out after service, talk about God, go to the restaurants. We would do all these things because there was a love that was there. There was a love and excitement. And God wants us to have that today. And God wants us to rekindle that and get to that place in our life to where we love him like no other. And we love our neighbor. And we love those that talk about us. And we love those that don't even like us. And we love our mean boss. And we love, hopefully you don't have a grouchy spouse, but love them too in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about you, honey. I love you. But God can help you. Amen. He can help you. We must always stay meek. Moses was meek in the beginning. And at the end, he was frustrated. He was tired. He was done. His spirit got a little sideways. Things began to creep in, And God told Moses, he said, what you've done is you violated me basically before the people. And did God still use Moses? Yes. Did Moses go to the promised land? No. And sometimes maybe we're not doing everything just right and God's still moving and we still feel the Holy Ghost and we still feel the presence of God. Amen. That is not a license to continue in sin. The Bible says that should we continue and sin? It says, God forbid. Bible says that he that knoweth to do right and doeth not, to him it's a sin. And I'm going to get ugly right now, and it's okay, because if you're doing something and you're a husband and you're doing something to irritate your wife and it makes her mad, if you know to do right and you're doing wrong, you're in sin. And vice versa. Amen. And so we cannot play with the things of God and give God this halfway business and say, God, I love you, but I'm gonna go treat my brother like dirt. We cannot do that. But we'll go to work and we'll shake our boss's hand, but we'll treat our brother like trash. Amen. Are you talking about your brother behind his back? Amen. And what you're doing is basically you're murdering him. You're killing him behind his back. Then you come to church and you give him a high five. That's not the will of God. That's not the love. That's not the scripture where he said, let this mind be in you. That's not what he was talking about. But if we're going to have the presence of God and the miraculous signs, miracles, and wonders that God has prophesied to you and to this city, we have got to love like Jesus loves. We've got to give like Jesus gives. We can't let stuff creep in our lives. We can't get sideways. Amen. We've got to be careful how we handle the things of God. Moses wasn't handling the things of God right. You are ambassadors of Christ tonight. Amen. I feel my help coming now. You are ambassadors of Christ. And you can't handle the things of God however you want. You can't pick and choose who you love and who you don't love. Amen. God has called you to love. God is, he has called you a city that's a light on a hill that cannot be hid. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we've got to love like he loves. Amen. We must always stay meek, because in the end, it produces love. Moses, that man that God called, was meek, was gentle, was God's man. Somehow, things happened. I got 3 minutes, Blaine. Somehow, things happened. But guess what? God still loves Moses. God still used him. And he's in the heroes of faith in the Word of God, because he did such great and mighty things. But we've got to get back to an attitude of love. We are called to love. I'm closing tonight, if you'll help me. Somebody, anybody. Don't make me sing. We sang, we had Bible study back in the day, and there was like 5 people, and I got this right idea that I was going to sing, and I never did it again. My wife always reminds me of it, but Jesus. We're just trying to love people, you know, so. Amen. Amen. This scripture I read, that was our first scripture, and the end of it says, "You therefore must be perfect, growing into complete maturity and godliness in mind and in character, having reached the proper height of virtue and integrity as your heavenly Father is perfect." This race today that we are part of, the only way that we are going to finish this race is to love. Otherwise, you're just running in circles. But there's a race that we are part of. And if we will love, then God will help us. And so the way that we grow and the way that we please God is to love. To love till the end. To love till the wheels fall off, Brother Manuel. Amen. You got to love like he loves. Love one another. Love God. Amen. If we're going to be what God wants us to be, then we got to love. We've got to stay grounded. Moses, you always got to be meek. You got to go back to where God called you from. You've got to be Christ-like. How many feels that way tonight? How many wants to please God? Can we stand tonight? I ask that we come to the front just for a few seconds. We're going to close out in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help us, God, tonight, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Have your way, God. Help us, God. God, to love like you love, God. God, to love till the end, Lord. God, to give, God. Renew our minds, God. Renew our spirits tonight, God. Help us, God, to be spiritual. Help us to love, Lord. Help us to love, God, for a lost and dying world, God.
Lord, I love you.
We love you, Jesus.
I love
you. We love you, Jesus.
I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. Lord, I praise you. I lift you up. I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Lord, I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me such a special way. Lord, I praise you. I lift you up. I magnify your name. such a special way. Lord, I praise you. I lift you up. Lord, I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you cared for me in such a special way. Lord, I praise you. I lift you up. I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up. I magnify you.